this is a symbolic bombardment, you know, trying to bring the War of 1812 home to the kids. And Fort McHenry in Baltimore as the star-spangled city was Francis Scott Key, who saw the big flag waving after a 25-hour bombardment that inspired him to write the national anthem. So how do you make that relevant to people today? Well, today we got the schooners out there portraying the British, firing guns and salutes as we fire back at them.
I've seen some of the fire that has gone, has volleyed back and forth. How do you know if you hit?
Well, when you see the mast move a little bit, then I think the reverberation, the concussion hit them. We're not using live ammunition today because that wouldn't go over too well. But in addition to firing the cannons, we're also firing a lot of music downrange. You know, it's a really music program. We got city school students here singing the Star Spangled Banner and other patriotic pieces. And in a way, blending that music is all about what this place is. Key wrote a poem set to music that became the national anthem.
What is the interpretation of the Battle of Baltimore so that the children of today can understand it, the significance of it?
Well, it's kind of like, if you want to put in modern sports jargon, it's like a team that's been losing and they came back from a losing streak and now they're in the playoffs, you know. So this was really the playoffs of the War of 1812. Everyone thought Baltimore would lose, the fort would surrender, and then this victory came out of nowhere and it was like winning the World Series. And Francis Scott Key captured that. And you get a sense of that when you come to this event here.
And when did it actually take place? What date?
The real event was in September, September 13th. The anthem was written on the 14th back in 1814. We're doing it in October right now because we have the great schooner race. And so we have the schooners on hand to salute, to fire at, to portray the British fleet. And, you know, it's the scenes, you know, seeing the ships, hearing the cannons, hearing the music. And that's what you remember more than any date or any general's name. And I think that's going to stick in the kids' memory. And they'll be like, when I grow up, I want to come back to Fort McHenry. I want to take my parents back to Fort McHenry. History's cool.